ounce of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I love this product. I mean, it's fantastic. I'm a polio survivor, and I'm a microbiologist, and I teach microbiology at a college. And one of the problems with post-polio syndrome, and I research it, is fatigue. I have no fatigue because of Balance of Nature. And you can tell, Dr. Howard, I'm still teaching, and I'm 82. And the only reason I can get up in the morning, get into a car, and with one good leg drive 40, 50 miles to school and come back 2-3 days a week is because of Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
About the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said to your face, essentially, we're lying about it.
Anyone watching this interview can look up what plausible deniability means, yeah. And the definition is very distinct.
Well, that's Tony, Hunter Biden's associate, calling the Biden family out. Woo! There's lots more of that, I'm sure. I think we're just getting the tip of the iceberg for sure. And I welcome you to today's show. Melissa will be joining us in just a little bit, followed by Susan. And we have a little schedule change this week. We've got Chris Ann Hall today, Dinesh D'Souza tomorrow, and all kinds of guests coming up. Catherine Austin Fitz, she worked under the Bush Corporation, I'll say. She just does a tell-all. It's amazing. And we just have many, many guests coming on the show that are just fantastic. And one of my all-time favorites every single week is Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional attorney and expert. I welcome you because Chris Ann Hall has the best. Chris Ann Hall show is amazing. She goes over the Constitution. She goes over the topics, the headlines in relation to the Constitution. We now have a new Supreme Court justice. All kinds of stuff going on. And I want to talk about the election, too, about the time frame of the election in the next couple of months with the Electoral College. A lot of people, Chris Ann, welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm happy to be here.
You betcha. A lot of people have questions about the timeline because they know that next week it's not going to be over. And so I would love to kind of get from you, what is the timeline of the Electoral College? What happens January? What happens if we still don't have an answer?
Well, the bottom line is that all the Electoral College votes are to be counted in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, here's how this works.
Okay.
So the Electoral College has a deadline in December.
Okay.
That they must submit their votes.
Okay.
Now, sometimes in our history, this has actually happened 4 times, where an Electoral College a state did not submit all the Electoral College votes, or the state's votes were actually disqualified.
Hmm.
So 4 times in our history,
okay.
Nevada
okay.
only sent in half of their votes 1 year. And so only half of those Electoral College votes were counted. Now, the Electoral College system is set up in such a way that the winner
mm-hmm.
comes from the majority of the votes counted, not a majority of the votes available, but a majority of the votes counted.
Interesting.
So what happens is if a state cannot produce their Electoral College votes by the first deadline, then the Senate president, by rule, sends a notice to that state, hey, your deadline is up. You've got to produce your Electoral College tally.
Okay.
Then they have another week to do that. Once that's done, they pass that. The votes are counted in January. If the Electoral College votes are not submitted by that deadline in January, they are not counted. which means the victor, the presidential candidate that wins, will be the winner of the majority of the votes that were received and counted. Now, three times in our history, since the mid-1800s, the Congress, because the Congress, the House and the Senate, can vote to disqualify electoral votes for one reason or another. And so, since mid-1800s, we have disqualified either partial votes or the votes of an entire state. 1 year, 18, we disqualified Arkansas and, forgot right now off the top of my head, another state. So we, I think it was Louisiana, but we disqualified two complete states.
Okay.
Electoral college votes, so those votes were not counted.
So, we usually have an answer by the end of the election night, okay, in November, in the 1st of November. So, when those when that is cast, tell us about election night, how that has always worked, because we know that we never held out till December or January to find out what the Electoral College was doing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and that's very interesting because we never actually knew after on election night who was going to be president. They projected how the Electoral College would follow the popular vote.
I gotcha.
But the Electoral College vote has to be counted by the Senate before the actual winner can be declared. So in reality, we've never had a presidential candidate win in November. Never.
Interesting. Okay, it's just projected.
So that it is in the third week of December. So it moves based on you know what day of the week it is and that sort of thing. So the first week of the third week of December is when we actually have the Electoral College counted. Now, remember, if they miss the deadline in December, then they get some extra time. They get their warning letter from the Senate president. And then the final count is taken in January, and that's when you have the presidential inauguration.
What happens if for some reason, because believe me, I'm up for all kinds of surprises in this, because the Democrats have basically said they're just going to take this position. So that, as much as that scares me, I also think that they also want us to believe in elections, too. And so that's on the table as well. We've got a 90% armed nation as well. So we present a different issue than, say, other countries that can be co-opted so easily. So with saying that, what happens if for some reason the Electoral College says voter fraud or whatever they say, and the electorates do not pony up votes, or they have to by law, correct? They have to by a certain
date. They have to by law. They have to by law. And here's the thing.
Okay.
If I actually have an entire 30-minute episode dedicated to this on my YouTube channel. It's titled Constitutional America, Who Will Be President in January?
Okay.
So if you want the full description, I actually have picture clips of the actual text and everything from Congress on how this works.
Okay.
So here's the deal. The law says they have a deadline. If the Electoral College votes are not submitted by that deadline, they are not counted. They're not counted by law, and then the presidential candidate will be selected from the Electoral College votes received. Now, we need to be very clear about something, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
The popular vote does not dictate the Electoral College vote.
Right.
The purpose of the popular vote is to provide guidance to the Electoral College on how to proceed with the vote. But the Electoral College is not bound by the popular votes.
Okay. If we think a lot of fraud is going on, do you perceive people withholding those electoral votes as long as they can, or trying to do something to thwart that process? I mean, I noticed that we're kind of going into fraud territory, and we've been setting ourselves up for this fraud based on the COVID thing and the mail-in voting. And so is there any kind of shenanigan that you see on the horizon that they could pull?
If voter fraud is the allegation, that doesn't stop
right.
the deadline. That doesn't hold the deadline for the Electoral College to vote. Because remember, the popular vote does not dictate the Electoral College.
Okay.
So even with a fraud in the popular vote, mm-hmm. it does not control the Electoral College. So they're two distinct processes that are independent of each other. And so what would happen then if there is a fraud, if there's an alleged fraud or any kind of wrongdoing within the popular vote, mm-hmm. then the states and their electors and whoever would have to file a lawsuit to bring charges or
like
to bring corrections
right?
to the popular vote. But remember, the popular vote does not elect the president. The Electoral College does. And there's no reason why the Electoral College cannot determine who their candidate would be independent of the popular vote.
Okay. Like the hanging chad, reminiscent.
Yeah.
Year 2000.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the idea that we're sitting around waiting for the popular vote to be counted in order to have a president is completely constitutionally
yes.
and legally inaccurate.
Absolutely. Is there any case as to maybe, I think it's January 3rd, that people could be tossed out of office without certain things happening?
Well, I don't, you'll have to rephrase that question because I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
Okay, so more or less, we've heard about the fact that there are many people running for office. And so what happens in January to all the other positions, too, as far as that goes? I mean, if there's fraud, I guess, like Pelosi, all these people that are running for office, then
you mean non-presidential candidates?
Yes, non-presidential, the rest of the boat of corruption.
Okay, well, all right. So the rest of the boat, well, then the lawsuits would have to be filed and the results would have to be contested.
Okay.
So what would happen if they say there's fraud, then somebody would be declared the winner, then the person who believes they should have won will have to file a lawsuit, and then the courts will have to engage in the fact-finding and mm-hmm. the law application for that.
Okay, because a lot of people thought then Nancy becomes president if some shenanigan goes on.
Oh,
so,
no. There's no, okay, so I explain this in
the video.
The
okay.
Nancy does not become president of the United States
mm-hmm.
because there's, number one, there's no reason why we should not have a president, okay?
Right.
Number one, right? There's
right.
no reason to delay the announcement of a president because the 12th Amendment covers all of that.
Okay.
The 12th Amendment was actually written to make sure that we always had. Plus, we had laws passed in the mid-1800s to ensure that they would never run past the deadline. So there's no legal
mm-hmm.
constitutional possibility
okay.
that allows us to not have a president on that day.
Okay, excellent. Because they do declare that that these certain things are, you know, this is how it goes. There's really no way out of that. This is the law.
Most confusing scenario, Kate,
uh-huh.
is if there is a tie.
Okay.
Okay.
Then what,
so
real fast?
If there's a tie in the Electoral College, that is the most confusing scenario.
Uh-oh.
So what happens now if there's a tie?
Okay,
if
better
there's
hurry.
If there's a tie, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Better hurry. Got 15 seconds.
All right, if there's a tie, Nancy, the House of Representatives picks the president and the Senate picks the vice president.
Oh, boy. Yuck. Okay, thank you. Appreciate
but
it, Chris
Anholt.
There's
an article on my website you need to read. Today.
Okay.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, the games people play now. Every night and every day now. Never meaning what to say now. Never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers. Till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Boy, that's for sure. The games people play. Thank you to Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, for coming on. And you can go to Chris Ann Hall. That's K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E Hall, H-A-L-L.com, and you can actually get the things that she has written and explained about what happens in the presidential election. The 12th Amendment, we actually had a tie, and the 12th Amendment was supposed to be the thing that solved that. If there was a tie, which would be very rare that that would ever happen, but if there was, the House would pick the president. I know, you just went, oh, the House would pick the president, the Senate would pick the VP. If that were the case. And they're also not supposed to have running mates. It was supposed to be a separate ballot, president to vice president. But I just kind of wanted to make sure people were aware of that as well. And they have put in all these mechanisms for, you know, what ifs. But it's just, it's heart-wrenching to think that Nancy and her Democrat majority would be picking the president, right? If there was a tie, which is so extremely rare that could actually happen. So it'll be interesting to see what the Electoral College. That's why I said we'll probably be talking about this through Thanksgiving and into December until they cast their votes in December, the Electoral College, because the popular vote does not matter. It really just does not matter. It's usually reflective of where the states are in their electoral votes, but it isn't actually that. And so not finding out till December, we'll pretty much bank on that, okay? Because the left is going to say, well, we have to count all the votes. They're really stuck on the popular vote, but it really doesn't mean much.